Yes, indeed. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am your grandma's favorite pastor, Pastor John McClain, here with your grandma's favorite food critic, Mr. Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show.
How you doing, John?
I am excellent.
Today, outstanding.
This is like a double duty day for us both.
So I love it.
Welcome to my world, friend.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. By the end of today, we'll both be passed out, and your wife will have to take you home first, and then she'll have to come back and get me and take me home.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I like it.
Awesome. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving God that made it possible for us all to be here, for us to have another amazing guest today. He's pulling double duty himself. His name's John Spurr. He's with the Inspired Life Group. We'll talk a lot about that. But I want to definitely thank a very loving God that makes this all possible with the Lord's Prayer that goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So, that being said, we got my buddy, Mr. John Spurr, here in studio with us. Thank you for joining us, John.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and John, as I mentioned, is with the Inspired Life Group. And for those who don't know what the Inspired Life Group is or who the Inspireds are, which usually we'd have Dr. Rachel here with John, they are Inspired Life Chiropractic and Inspired Life Mortgage. But first, we're going to talk about... I'm sure you'll do your best to represent for Dr. Rachel, who is always nervous, but she always does an amazing job definitely representing for herself. But tell us a little bit about Inspired Life Group and exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm. It's something that Rachel and I had wanted to do for quite some time and have an entity that we can market that expresses everything that we do, because it's just not mortgage and chiropractic, as you know, you've been in the office, and it's something that gives us an opportunity to grow as a company and as a brand, because there are other things we want to add. At some point in time, I'm going to add home and auto and insurance. Mm. At some point, I'll add real estate. And so the Inspired Life Group is our vision of all the different things that we want to do as time goes on and grow into. My giant vision in my head is one of these shopping centers that is almost completely empty, that we pick up the whole thing and it's the Inspired Life Group. And then you just have storefront of all the different things that we offer all the way across the shopping center. So that's the big, thing in my head that I want to do. But we created the Inspired Life Group at the beginning of the year, and we are doing a little bit of growing already, and we have some great plans of other companies to put underneath it here in the future.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I know when when I had the good fortune of first starting working with you and having you help me buy a house, and like as I was kind of going through the process of buying a house, which it's like it's not as hard as people think, but it's not easy. Like it's definitely it has its series of steps, and you helped me in a lot of ways, and I kind of saw kind of all the different parts of you and under Inspired Life Mortgage. Of like how, you know, that you have going on and how many different hats that you wear. So it's actually not a surprise to me to see you, the vision being kind of a shopping center. That makes perfect sense, because like you're saying, you as an entity, or even you and Rachel, or, you know, the people that you surround yourself with, it's such an array of gifts and of skills and of services that you provide. If you were to just limit yourself to these two things, it'd be a disservice to the community, really.
Yeah, when you walk in the door there, and it may be overwhelming for some people, because it's not just mortgage and chiropractic. There's so much more that goes on there. And I mean, that's what we want. We want to be able to help as many people as we can, and that takes a lot of modalities and a lot of services to do that.
Yeah. You know, there's a shopping mall actually just north of Casa Grande that's been empty for a little while.
I've seen that one. It's been empty for about 20 years.
I remember shopping there when I was a kid.
Well, yeah, that's where I got all my Nikes from.
That's where we went to get Oshkosh B'gosh.
Yes.
And
really? Interesting. No, I was the Nikes. Where it was definitely was for me for sure. But that's interesting. That's probably a little bit out there for you guys though. Huh?
Yeah, no, that's in the wrong direction.
That's right between Phoenix and Tucson. You can pick up Phoenix and Tucson. Yeah, right?
Let's take my hour trip out to get an adjustment real quick. Okay, so tell us more about Inspire Life Chiropractic and kind of just the history of it, I guess, to start.
So Dr. Rachel, my wife, she came out here in 2007, started Inspire Life Chiropractic in 2008, and has just continued to grow it year after year. I mean, she started with one little room. I believe it was in a contractor's office. She rented a room off to the side and then was out off of Broadway and Harrison and then moved to the Kolb location and now at the Wilmot location that we have today, but has continually grown. But one of the things that I love about her and what she does with chiropractic care is she's always educating herself, constantly reading, constantly learning, and always looking for the newest cutting edge technology or treatment or modality. We just interviewed a gal last week that does something that I think only three people in the state of Arizona do and nobody in Tucson does. And I had a treatment from her just to test it out, and it was the best I slept that night probably my entire life.
What was the treatment?
I screwed up when I say it. It's one of these long words that I don't understand. But we're figuring out how to bring her on board. It's going to just be another one of those things that we add. But it's a 30-minute treatment that uses acoustics and acoustical. She plays a harp in the process. Only person I know in town that's doing it. And we're excited to bring that on. But that's what I like about Rachel is she's always looking at other modalities outside of chiropractic care that complement she's doing.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Which I say, I mean, we got probably about another minute, so we got to jump out of here. So I want to kind of speak about just my experience with Dr. Rachel with Inspire Life Chiropractic. Because, I mean, aside from my experience with Inspire Life Mortgage, which we'll talk about more about that later, it's been so helpful. And I know, you know, my co-host, it's here, Wesley, he's also been to Inspire Life Chiropractic, so we'll have him talk about his experience as well. But it's for me, I started out, I think it was 6 months, I was telling Dr. Rachel every time she'd come on the show that I was having hip issues. And, you know, eventually I listened to her and I took her, you know, took her up on her offer of her services. And after, I want to think, one or two adjustments, after a week or two, I was back playing basketball, not sore afterwards at all. I was able to dunk a basketball for the first time in probably years about 2 months ago. So yeah, it's certainly, you know, for anybody who hasn't, at least get that, you know, that basic chiropractic service, I would suggest you check out Inspire Life Chiropractic, as well as they do array of other services we're going to talk about after the break above and beyond just chiropractic services. I mean, what are your thoughts as we jump out of here? Yes.
Thumbs up. Absolutely. They, it's a great building. If you've been over there, it's Grant and Wilmot, and it's one of the most cutting edge chiropractics I've ever been in. So definitely.
I agree. And we'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. We want to give special thanks to our sponsors, Fixer Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, Inspire Life Mortgage, Inspire Life Chiropractic, Pep Inc., Gab Ministries, Better Business Bureau, Serving Southern Arizona, Seat and Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Sabino Investment Management, Solistic Hospice, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers and Country Financial, and White Stallion Ranch. We'll have all that and more. I got so much time left. I can talk forever after the break. Yes, indeed. We are back and better than ever. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of that very Veteran Rescue Mission here with Mr. Wesley Source, the up-and-coming celebrity of the world with the Tucson Tasty Show. It'll be eventually just be the Tasty Show, so prepare yourself for that.
Maybe, yeah.
I imagine. It's coming. It's coming.
I'm excited.
I can taste it.
You can
pun completely
taste it. John's Tasty Bites. Yeah, is that what we're referencing?
I'm referencing John's Tasty Bites of what's the future of the Tucson Tasty Show.
And we now know why John will not have a career as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we already knew that long time ago.
No, I'm excited to go on this journey really with you. Yeah. And I love the mentorship. I mean, it's incredible what you've been able to show me and guide me to the right decisions, because you've definitely pulled me back from the edge a few times already.
Well, I see it as a dual mentorship. I mean, granted, I feel that same relationship that I have with my kids, you know, in a lot of ways, where I learn just as much from them as I teach them. Mm-hmm. But particularly with you, man, the way that you've been able to bring in the technologies and just the open-mindedness, the creative that you bring in, the hard work. I didn't realize Air Force people work so hard. It's like, it's impressive, dude. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, but let's talk about the man of the minute, the man of the next 45 minutes, Mr. John Spurr with the Inspired Life Group. We left off talking about Inspired Life Chiropractic, and I was talking about my experience with Inspired Life Chiropractic. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll pick up with your experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in there a few times, and we did the sound wave treatment, right?
Soft wave.
There it is. Soft wave treatment.
The sound wave treatment would be fun, though. She's just like yelled at your foot, like
at this point, anything. Yeah, no, yeah. That would be great. But no, it was. It's definitely an experience, and it's something that really it helped me out. I was in a boot for months. Mm-hmm. I went in for the couple treatments, and I'm out of the boot. Mm-hmm. There's no way to fix a torn tendon, but mm-hmm. You know, it's kept me out of surgery, and mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest thing right there. Is I haven't gotten into surgery, and I think Dr. Rachel would definitely agree with that, because she has words about surgery, doesn't she?
Yeah, no, she often says that her goal is to keep you with all your original parts and pieces for as long as possible without drugs and surgery. I mean, that's just what she says all the time. And yep. I think that's why she brings in the equipment that we have.
Mm-hmm. And then I get the adjustment afterwards, and it really just, you know, I did sleep better. I was more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Just day to day, and you mm-hmm. know, and then I haven't been back because I've been so busy, and I'm like, wow, I really hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If I go more than a couple of weeks without seeing Dr. Rachel, I definitely feel it, especially if mm-hmm. I'm like active.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like I can be inactive and get away with it for without a month. But if I want to go play basketball and actually like do the stuff that keeps me in some level of shape. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With those certain, big muscles.
With
that
all
you
the
have.
Big muscles. Like, absolutely. Yep. Yes. Yeah, I try not to hurt them with them.
But. Yeah, you're what, 6'2", 350 pound, just ball of muscle.
Easy,
right?
Easy.
Except for those watching. Looking at the same person right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, my contact
hey buddy,
is
yeah, 170.
I remember 170. I think I was a junior in high school.
Well, it was a good time. It was a good time. So we talked about the soft wave service. We talked about the pretty much traditional chiropractic. Is that what the type of chiropractic service that Dr. Rachel does, or what would we
there are, just like any business out there, there's multiple ways of doing chiropractic. Mm-hmm. She's trained in three or four different mm-hmm. modalities, and she mm-hmm. always starts out with the least invasive. She's definitely not what people refer to as the flying seven or flying five, where she just throws you on a table rack and cracks everything down. Mm. That's really one of her last resorts. She yeah. has so many other mm-hmm. tools. Mm-hmm. She's happy to adjust you that way, but she listens to your body and figure out what needs to be done mm-hmm. and what's the appropriate adjustments to do.
Yeah.
And she also doesn't just adjust the back. She's, you know, hands, mm-hmm. elbows, ankles,
yeah.
knees, everything, every part of the body, all mm-hmm. extremities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. And So we talked about the soft wave, the chiropractic. What are the other services that you guys
we have? This, I'll call it the bobsled. It's a Hockett.
Okay.
This is a ozone therapy steam sauna on steroids. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. offers 10 modalities that if you were to get all 10 separately, it would take 10 hours to do. You can do it in 30 minutes.
And it looks like a little time machine that your head
pops out of. Yeah,
yeah. So like your body goes into the future, but your head has to stay here.
See, I always thought of it, it kind of looked like a sweat box. You know, like those old ones that uh-huh. you saw in like the cartoons and stuff, where they go in and they come out and they're like, they're really big when they go in, and they come out and they're like twigs.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Did it work?
I haven't tried it. Oh, okay. I've seen it.
Okay.
And I need to try it.
Yeah, it'd be funny if you come out looking like me.
That would be awesome. Let's do it.
No, I don't think that's what you want. You worked hard to get to being a big manly man like you are.
All right.
Yeah.
Or hardly worked.
The Hockett, we've had a lot of success with it, and it treats a significant number of different issues for people, and we've had great success with it. We also offer massage, acupuncture. One of my favorites is PEMF, which is pulse electronic magnetic frequencies. That's what it's using, is magnetic frequencies to heal different parts of your body. And we can do a full blanket. Awesome. You can do individual concentrated areas. Something we've had for years and we don't talk about much is cold laser, but cold laser still has great applications to reduce inflammation and swelling. Mm-hmm. So there's just so many different tools that we have to treat a wide array of issues or just keep you healthy and at working at your fullest potential.
So it says here on my paper right here in front of me that you recently leased additional space in your building.
Yes.
That's actually, I'm kind of excited to hear about this because I didn't know about this. What are your growth plans?
So we, just down the hall from us is 500 square feet. It's a giant cube room. I love it.
Okay.
I like the fact that it's open. Mm-hmm. Quite a few different things we're going to do. One of the main things we're going to do, there's going to be community acupuncture. We do offer acupuncture private. That tends to be a little more expensive, and it's a longer period of time. Community acupuncture is just that. You're going to have an open room with multiple people in there receiving acupuncture at the same time. Nice. Shorter period of time, doesn't cost as much. We're also going to be offering an IV lounge for anybody that is not sure what therapeutic IVs are. You can look it up, but we'll be having that soon.
Nice.
But one of the things I'm really looking forward to in this room is it's going to be a community room where anybody can come in and talk, do host any type of talk about their business, what they do. We're happy to sponsor them, happy to provide lunch, dinner, whatever the case may be. But I'm excited about the fact that we're going to get this set up as a training facility and a training room that we can use as for all of the things that we do, but we can offer it up to anybody else that wants to come in and do trainings. And I plan on marketing whatever people want to train in there to our patient base. I mean, we have over 4,000 people we can market to. So that's the part I'm really excited about on that expansion.
That's cool.
That's the first time I've heard of an IV lounge here in Tucson.
I don't know of any. We'd like to be on the cutting edge. We were the first ones with Softwave. We were one of the first ones with Hockett. And we like to be on the edge with everything.
We've actually used it, me and my wife, because my wife gets horrible migraines. And, you know, we're usually traveling. And it's probably because due to dehydration and just not eating properly while we're traveling. And then the nurse comes into the room.
So many headaches as well.
Yeah, well, I try to stop talking. It doesn't work for everybody. I talk too much sometimes. I apologize. Yeah. And I'm sorry, Tina, if you can hear this. But yes.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, how can people get a hold of Inspire Life Chiropractic?
Yeah, call us at 520-390-2966, or you can get us on the web at inspiredlifechiropractic.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, John. We'll be talking with him more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain.
I'm Wesley Source.
Yep. And we are the Tucson Tasty Show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Here we are. There are you. Wherever you turn, there you go. So, right? I don't know. Is that a saying? Did I just make up something?
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. It's 100%.
Thank you, Wesley. That's why I have you here, to humor me. That's all I need, just to feel like I'm okay. Because otherwise, because if it's not you, it's my wife. You're the only two people in the world that will play along. John Spur, he's not going to play along.
No.
No, he's going to tell me the truth, exactly how unfunny I am and how I should probably...
It is not laughs caliber.
Okay.
And that's setting the bar really low really on some nights.
Low. That is really low, for sure. But I'm okay with it.
Fair enough.
I'll just have to stick with charming and depth, in depth, for sure. Or at least in depth. I don't know. I don't know about the charming part. So this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Wesley Source of the Tucson Tasty Show. We are the Tucson Tasty Show.
We are.
Yeah, for sure. We went to the knife fight just recently.
We did.
That was super cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited because next week we're going to have Chef Gary and Chef Mike, hopefully Mike Elefante, on the show from Knife Fight to talk about Knife Fight. Have you ever heard of a knife fight? You want to go to a knife fight?
Sounds violent, doesn't it?
I choose to take guns to knife fight.
But no, the knife fight is actually a culinary experience where chefs go toe-to-toe with culinary delights.
They would. It's Yeah, no, we'd probably enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah. It was fun. It was a fun event. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to stay as long as I wanted. My 16-year-old, he wasn't having as much fun as we were. But it was super cool. And like the host of that, I don't know how those guys don't have their own show.
They're coming into our show. They're brilliant. It's so exciting.
They are brilliant. Their energy and just their... Speaking of charming, those are some charming guys.
They have day jobs. That's their night job.
Ah, interesting. I've heard of that. I've heard of those things.
Right. But the knife fight, it was at Zio Pepe right around the corner from...
From the office.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what's
that. Next week, it's at the Monica. And then it's going to be at the Playground. And then they finish up at another location. It's awesome. They just move around town to support everybody.
Cool. So speaking of knife fights... You run Inspired Life Mortgage.
I do. I absolutely do. I have to say something real quick.
That was so smooth.
Do you remember the first time that you met Rachel and I? It was at the Sands. You were getting a card out of what then you called a wallet, which is about the size of a Big Mac.
Yeah, I do remember.
Oh, my. Uh-huh. And what one thing that she said is stop sitting on that wallet.
Yeah. Well, I have.
I know you got rid of it. You almost immediately got rid of it and stopped doing it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. So that probably was the first thing that happened that fixed your
one of many
don't sit on a wallet that's the size of the Webster dictionary that will help you immensely.
Sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
It is a Seinfeld episode
for sure. It was crazy. Like, really, my wallet was like really this thick. Just imagine me like just always sitting on something like that. And having hip problems surprisingly because of
weird.
It
strange. Sure. Anyways, mortgage, that horrible 10-letter word. Mortgage.
So,
9 letters, 10.
So tell us
eight letters
about Inspired Life Mortgage and what I mean. Particularly, like, I feel like every 15th person I meet is either a mortgage broker or lender or a real estate agent or broker. Mm-hmm. What differentiates Inspired Life Mortgage from the other one of 15?
This is my career and I've done it for 31 years.
Okay,
I mean, is that in your face enough? Unfortunately, the barrier to entry to get your license to be a mortgage loan officer is not that great. Mm-hmm. And so just because somebody has an NMLS number doesn't mean that they're a mortgage professional, that this is what they do for a living, is what they've done for a career, and that they have the experience that's needed to get you into a house in a current market conditions that we're in. My NMLS number is 304-969. I mean, I have a very low number. They're issuing NMLS numbers now in the 3 millions.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's just because you have something that says I'm a mortgage loan officer doesn't mean that they're a mortgage professional. And it takes years and years and years of experience to get to a point that you can help people navigate this current market.
So usually when we have you on, we talk about how amazing the rates are and they never rise and everything's perfect in the world. And I have this unicorn in my backyard that I like to fly around on.
You do?
Yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah, you should come and check it out. So I'm guessing that's the case once again today, right?
The rates are great. I don't have a problem with rates.
Okay.
So, I also don't sell rate. I rarely talk about rate to my customers. We talk about budget, what payment are they comfortable with, and put them in a home and put them in a mortgage that makes sense. We say it all the time that you're dating the rate and you're marrying the house, right? The rate's not permanent. In fact, rates will come down. You're going to refinance out of it. But we come up with a plan that makes sense. Now, rates are definitely higher than they were 2 years ago. They're still lower than they were 40 years ago. They're lower than they were 20 years ago. But we've been in an artificially low environment for a very long time. And so there's been a shock factor, but I'm still closing plenty of transactions a month with people buying houses at their current rates. We're just looking at what is a monthly payment that you're comfortable with. Let's get you into the house. And in a couple of years, when these rates come down, we'll get into a better rate.
Interesting. So, but it seems like every month we have you on the show, there's some type of rise in rates in some capacity. Is that the case since I've seen you last?
Oh, yeah. No, mortgage rates have gone up. I mean, they went up again today, about 0.8%. And they're, we all believe we're getting close to the peak of where mortgage rates are going to top out at, but then they're going to sit there for a while. It's not like they come to a top and then go straight back down. Mm-hmm, we're going to sit at a high point for a period of time. We had some great economic data that was all in our favor until yesterday. And then everybody seems to still be willing to go spend more money. And the Fed, that's that one marker the Fed keeps looking at, or the two markers the Fed keeps looking at, and we continue to just keep going out and spending. And if we continue to spend, the Fed's going to continue to assume the economy is amazing, and they're going to continue to raise rates. It's just that simple. That's what the mode they're in right now.
Well, before we go to break, we'll be back after the break with John Spurr with Inspire Life Mortgage. But how can they get a hold of you?
520-247-3610, or they can go to inspiredlifemortgage.com.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McLean, here with Leslie Source.
Of the Tucson Tasty Show.
Yeah, it looks smooth and rich voice. It's like the food we're going to have on the John's Tasty Bites. And if you haven't been to our Common Good Business Breakfast at the Arizona Sands Club, the first Wednesday of every month, also the second, fourth Wednesday, there's an event as well. We have a customer appreciation or supporter appreciation event where we got free breakfast, we network, we hang out, we talk, get to meet me and Wesley. Mm-hmm. We're really fun to meet in person. We're very friendly. Usually we'll give you a hug even. Like, yeah. I'm the hugger. I don't know. You're not as much of a hugger as I am, but I'll give you a hug. And Wesley will just give you a big smile.
And a handshake.
Absolutely. This is the Common Good Radio Show. We'll be right back right after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back for one more smooth episode of the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Just in case you didn't know, we highlight the good in the community. I am Pastor John McLean of that very Veteran Rescue Mission, here with Mr. Wesley Source.
Of the Tucson Tasty Show.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're both blessed to be able to do it, man.
Absolutely.
We got a cool life here, don't we?
We do.
Yeah.
We get to interview great chefs. Mm-hmm. They bring food into the studio. We get to taste some amazing food. We get to talk about it.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your tasty bite today?
It was delicious.
Yep.
So looking forward to more. And they get better every single time.
They do.
And speaking of tasty bites.
This is my intro now.
We got.
I am the definition of an acquired taste. I will tell you that right now.
For sure. That is John Spurr of Inspired Life Mortgage, the man who helped me buy my dream home in so many ways. I still have yet to have you over, Mr. Wesley, but you got to check it out. I don't know. I just haven't had you
haven't
last.
Been
I know
over
you
there.
Don't even buy a house.
I mean, I got the papers in front. I convinced you to buy a house.
I know. You did.
Mr. Yeah. I can't get Let's, one.
To there's go back
there's
to like,
no way I can get a house.
The original story is, actually, we were going to buy a house, but we were just going to use a conventional loan. But then you're like, why don't you try your VA loan? And I was like, well, I was told that actually I'm not eligible to get a VA loan. And he's like, well, why don't you go ahead and let me try? And I was like, well, if you really want to waste your time, buddy, go ahead. And he's like, well, it is my time. So I don't think it'll be a waste at all. And I don't think it'll be worth it. And he checked into it. He pulled the buttons and pushed the bells, and I think he bribed somebody. I'm not for sure. But he got me a VA loan, and I saved myself tens of thousands of dollars for down payment by doing that.
Yeah. So there was no bribe, to be clear.
Okay, fair enough.
On the record,
wink, wink, no bribe.
No bribe. we'll go back to 31 years of experience and a good relationship with VA up in Phoenix, and understanding your unique situation, and that there's a segment of people that served that records are missing and not where they're supposed to be. And you got me a couple pieces of paper, and I made a couple phone calls up to Phoenix, and within a week you had your eligibility and ready to go.
Yeah. Yep.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It was awesome. And again, you know, I can't thank you enough. I mean, a big, beautiful 5-bedroom house on my favorite part of town, beautiful views. Above and beyond what we thought was possible. And that money that we were able to save to not put down, to put into the house, whether it was the renovations, the furniture, the kind of just feeling comfortable, like we'll talk about later, reinvesting that money into other things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's super awesome. But one thing, a recurring theme when we have you on the show, is you always tell me it is so much better to rent than to actually buy, because when you rent, you don't actually get equity for that money. And why would you want equity for your money? Right?
Yeah, I say it's so much better to buy than rent.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I get those mixed.
I know. You get it mixed up. We were actually just talking about that in our networking group today, this morning, and somebody had mentioned, oh, rates are 7.5% wherever they are. And I looked at him and said, yeah, well, if you rent, your rate's 100%. Mm. Mm-hmm. And they looked at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, you're giving 100% of your money away. Mm-hmm. If you pay $1,800 a month in rent, that's the equivalent of taking $1,800 and sticking it in a barrel and lighting it on fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know the last time you've done that, Wes, but I don't put $1,800 in a barrel and set it on fire.
I try to avoid it as much as possible.
No, I do too. Now, when I cook the brisket, doesn't it smoke the brisket better that way?
No.
Use regular.
Do you know how gross money is? It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it really is.
I would never use it for anything. I barely like touching it, in fact, if I'm going to be honest.
Fair enough.
I like having it sometimes.
Fair enough.
So, in today's current environment for rental properties, if you can meet the requirements that they have to rent a home, it's typically 3 times the rent. Mm. You got to have a good credit score. You have to have 1 month's rent in security deposit. Usually, if you have pets, it's another $500. You most likely will qualify for a house. And you might as well just invest in yourself. And instead of somebody else, stop making somebody else's mortgage payment. Make one for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Home values are projected to increase anywhere between 3 and 10% every year for the next 5 years in Tucson. Mm-hmm. So you're losing out on that equity. I mean, average sales price right now is $380,000. If we have that appreciation in 5 years, that house is going to be $425,000.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're leaving $55,000 of appreciation on the table by not buying because the rates are 7%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember you telling me something once on the show that you did, where I believe one of your daughters, I think maybe most recently, when your daughter went to college, you bought a house with her.
And I
thought that was the most brilliant thing that that one could ever do. One, not only just setting up your child while they're going to college and just that lesson that you're learning, but just the equity that's involved with that, and just kind of that as a plan. Like, I got a whole bunch of kids. So, if I do that with every single one of them, like, we'll be sitting pretty.
She had credit. She had a job. She was working while going through school. Mm-hmm. And the options were, I'm going to supplement her $1,700 a month rent. She's going to pay half, or I'm going to pay half.
Mm-hmm.
Or we go buy a house, her and I together, and I'll pay half the mortgage, and she pays half the mortgage.
Which the mortgage is probably half of what her rent would have been.
It's $985.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a bigger house, a nicer place, in a safer neighborhood than the apartment was in.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, again, it if you can, in today's market, afford the qualifying process to rent a house, you can buy a house.
Mm.
Stop worrying about the rate and just invest in yourself.
That needs to be yelled from a bell tower.
I yell it every day, 1,000 times a day.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's a couple of media sources that are saying the exact opposite. Rent now, buy later, which is sad. But it's... I was surprised. I mean, I'm not going to say the name of the source, but, it was not the source me, but the media source. But, they're saying rent. And, in fact, I showed it to a couple of people, and they're like, this is insane. Mm-hmm. Because you're absolutely right. If you're going to pay a monthly anything, right, it might as well be into your own pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got Sean Smiley here is going to jump in. He looks like he has 2 cents and probably even 3 cents knowing him.
Am I good here?
Yeah, we can. I think we can hear you.
So
you can't hear us, but we can hear you. Poor Sean.
I'm not plugged in. There we go.
Can you hear us now?
No, but that's okay. I can talk anyway.
Okay.
So I hadn't planned on jumping in, but I got to ask. So I have a son who's a Marine Corps veteran. He's just recently expressed interest in this VA loan. So where do we start?
It's a 15, 20-minute phone call with me, really. I mean, we can meet in person. I love to meet in person. But after these last couple of years of COVID, a lot of people just want to be on the phone. But I start with a 15, 20-minute conversation of just asking where they're at, what the goals are, where you want to go. Do you know what your credit looks like? Just educate. typically when I talk to somebody, I'm taking the application as I'm having a conversation with them, just figuring out who they are and what they're about. And by the time I get the end of it, I have a full application. But it's just a quick phone call to get started.
That's awesome. Well, I was maybe going to help him with his down payment, but with VA, maybe I don't even have to do that. Huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, which for me, you know, I didn't have anything special, you know, just a regular old, I was a reservist even. So, you know, didn't have any like kind of special service, just regular old service. And he helped hunt down my certificate of eligibility. And pretty much with that certificate of eligibility, that's all we needed. And it was the same process of buying a house any other way.
Fantastic. Yeah. So glad I was here today.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're here too. So, I mean, VA is 100% financing. You do have closing costs. So there are, in any transaction, you have like closing costs with the title company
and
everything else.
Gone are the days of the seller.
It's highly unlikely to seller to contribute towards closing costs anymore. But, you know, $5,000 or $6,000. But that could also be a gift from you if you wanted to where he could go into the house with no money out of his own pocket.
Right.
And if it's a matter, if he doesn't know how to get a certificate of eligibility, I have access to VA system electronically. I just need to talk to him, get four pieces of information from him. And it's either going to say, yes, it's available, or no, it's not. It's going to tell me why not. And then I'm going to get him to fill out a form, and I'm going to go up to Phoenix and argue with him.
Awesome.
That's what I do.
Yep. Very cool.
Yeah, look at God.
So that $380,000 house, what's a monthly payment on that?
Oh, gosh, now you're putting me on the spot.
$1,200, $1,300?
Oh, I wish.
No, probably somewhere around two.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to kind of give you a sense based off of my house, which is a little bit more than that. Probably about two. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, and you know, his credit and all the other fun factors. But Buku rate, and I mean, John really, he pulled out all the stops for me.
Yeah, well, I kept pushing you because I knew where rates were going, and you got a screaming rate because you decided to pull the trigger when you did not wait.
Yeah, I would have bought the house I was one of the big brains that was like, I'm gonna wait till the market slows down and I will beat the system. But John's like, nah, big brain. Good house.
Yeah, that's a discussion that Tina and I had as well when we bought our house in 21. We're like, I was like, we're buying a house, otherwise rates are going up. And she was like, no. And it was like, no, we're selling our house. We're buying the house we want to be in for the next 10, 15 years. And I love the new house.
So, nice. Yeah, I can't wait to
see
it.
Good old VA, by the way. Second VA. Yeah, because there's not a limit.
Yeah, no, you can have any of them you want, honestly. Mm-hmm. And the other nice thing is there's no limit on the VA. VA doesn't have a loan limit. A lot of other products have limits to how much you can borrow. VA doesn't have a limit on how much you can borrow.
Nice.
Once you go over 700 and some thousand, there's other rules that come into play. But
Jumbo VA.
Yeah.
So the next one's a mansion is what you're saying.
Got it. You buy as many houses as you want. I'll figure out how to qualify you.
Thank you, brother. Well, let's tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you.
520-247-3610 or inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John, for joining
us. Thank you for having me.
That's John Sporer with Inspired Life Mortgage and the Inspired Life Center, also representing Inspired Life Chiropractic, talking about the amazing work they do. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, highlighting the good in the community here with Wesley Source
of the Tucson Tasty Show.
Absolutely. And if you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org, please check it out. You'll find out more about the Common Good Media, Common Good Radio Show, the Tucson Tasty Show, the work we do connecting homeless veterans with housing, primarily if you are an unhoused veteran that needs assistance, or even if you are a veteran that just needs a battle buddy to help you navigate through the system. Like we're talking about, Sean Smiley's got a son that's a Marine. He could just as well give Veteran Rescue Mission a call, and I would tell him, give John Spur a call, and he'll hook you up. So give us a call, 520-329-9192, or go to veteranrescuemission.org. We'll catch you next week. God bless.